This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A Colorado gun rights group wants a federal court to block a new state law aimed at semi-automatic weapons. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Kyle McKinnon reports.
The law went into effect August 1st. It requires people to get a permit, take an in-person safety training course, and pass a test before buying certain rifles, shotguns, and pistols. The law only applies to purchases of these weapons moving forward. It also bans devices like bump stocks that increase a gun's rate of fire. The Colorado State Shooting Association asked the federal court to pause enforcement due to a pending lawsuit the group filed last September. Supporters of the new law say it will help limit the damage caused during mass shootings.
Kyle McKinnon reporting. A pedestrian was killed on the shoulder of I-25 near 58th Avenue in Denver early this morning. The State Patrol says the man was struck by a vehicle that lost control after crashing into another car. The cause of the crash is not yet known. Roughly 1 in 9 children in Colorado experiences poverty. That's according to a yearly report from the Colorado Children's Campaign. The research says the majority of kids live with at least one working adult, yet many still face economic hardships. For example, a quarter of Colorado's kids meet the federal threshold for free lunch. On the other hand, the study shows that youth mental health is improving and the teen suicide rate has dropped dramatically. This is CPR News. It's 9:06.